So that reading began with some of the words that I began our service with. It begins by talking about what we do together in church. When we come together to meet together. It says, let the peace of Christ rule. Because we're at peace as one body, the church. It says, let the word of Christ dwell. As we listen to God's word, Tanya said we're going to get to know this reading well this morning because we want it to dwell among us. It's an excellent few verses. The reading says we're to sing all sorts of types of songs, psalms and hymns and songs with joy. And that's what we come together to do on a Sunday. One body, one family, listening to God's word and worshipping with our singing and our prayers. But then our passage goes beyond what we do on a Sunday. And it says, coming up on the screen, we already looked at it, whatever you do, in word or deed, what we say and what we do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do it for Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And in fact, the reading goes on, the verse is a little bit beyond it. Verse 23, if you've got the Bible open, Paul says again, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men and women. Let me tell you a story. This is a story about a vicar. And a vicar was in the church, he had a church. And there was a big stained glass window, just like we've got lots of stained glass windows. And across the top of the stained glass window was the kind of thing that you might expect to go across the top of a stained glass window. Glory to God in the highest. What a great statement of worship. Glory to God. And the congregation looked at it every week. Glory to God in the highest. And when they came together, they wanted to give glory to God in all that they did together. On church on a Sunday. And then one night, someone threw a stone from outside the church and they threw it at the window. They were a vandal. They were just not very happy. They threw it and it knocked out one of the panes of glass in the window. And I wonder if you can spot which one it was. Can you see? They knocked out, if you can't see, move along in your pew, they knocked out the E of highest. And it said, glory to God in the high street. And the congregation left it that way. They didn't put the E back in, because Sunday by Sunday, as they gathered together, it was a reminder that God wants us to give him glory. Not just when we come together for an hour or so a week, but when we go out onto the high street and into our homes and our schools and our workplaces. Glory to God, not just in here, but out there. Some people think that God is much more interested in what we do in church on a Sunday or at home group or when we pray, and those are the really important things, and everything else isn't nearly as interesting to him. He just leaves us to get up to whatever we want to. But if you think about life that way and you count the hours like we did with our little activity earlier, if we're at church for an hour or so on a Sunday, then that leaves 167 hours left over in the week. And God is very interested in each one of them. He wants you to see every hour as an opportunity to serve him and to bring glory to him and to live for Jesus. In the reading, up on the screen, whatever you do, whoever you are, wherever you are. And that's why on this Back to School Sunday, we've asked the children if they've remembered, doesn't matter if you haven't, but we've asked children to bring along with them their book bags or their rucksacks that they're going to take to school this week when they begin. We've also asked adults, some of you might have brought along something that represents for you the normal routines of life. I've brought along my phone. It's on silent. It won't ring. It's got my diary on it. It's lovely when you're on holiday and you hardly look at your phone. But you come back to normality and you pick it up and it's got so much of your life in it. What is it that represents for you the normal routines of life? Just thinking about the book bags that some of the children have brought. Caroline and I were talking early this week and we were saying that book bags and church don't really ever mix. You never bring your book bag to church. That's what you take to school. But that's not because God isn't interested in what you do at school. There's no separation. God is with you if you're going to school this week for the first time or going back to school. He goes with you by His Holy Spirit. He helps you. He wants you to ask Him for His help. He asks you to live for Him. Whatever you do, whoever you are, wherever you are. And the same for adults as we return to the normal routines of life, no matter how mundane they may seem. In fact, many of the people that this letter of Colossians were written to would have been slaves, household servants, doing very mundane tasks, insignificant in the grand scheme of the Roman Empire. Cleaning and cooking and errands and all mundane things. And yet Paul says to them, helps them to glimpse the importance of their work. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men and women. As we finish, we're going to watch a film. It's a short film, don't worry. And if you can't see it, do move along in your pew so you can get a good view of it. Yep. Shame to miss it. You can hear it as well. Just a minute and a half. Just as we think about our weeks ahead. So if we play it, please, James.
Father, help me do good today.
I want to shape this place to your design.
Help me see the value my work has to you.
May I model your kindness and patience.
So that you are recognized.
Yeah, good. May they know Jesus through my presence.
May they see your light as I share mine.
Give me your joy and self-control.
So that your warmth touches those I meet.
Help me to be generous.
Quick to put others first.
Sharing clearly your love and grace.
Give me words to speak about you.
And courage to stand for justice and truth.
Whatever the day brings.
In my humanity, weakness, breakthrough.
Let my life overflow with you.